Welcome to the Iowa Specialty Hospitals and Clinics Ish Dish podcast, practical health advice from Iowa Specialty Hospital experts. We want to connect the members of our communities with the latest healthcare information that's understandable, relatable, and useful to your daily life. We are talking today on our Ish Dish podcast to Ann Garvey, and Ann is the clinic leader for our fairly new Webster City Clinic, and which is obviously located in Webster City, Iowa. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ann, if you are aware, that we opened this clinic back in April, May of 2022. Does that sound right?
That does sound correct, yes.
To me, it seems like the clinic has been open much longer than that. We've had a lot of providers kind of in and out for the specialty services, which is great, and we're adding more, and we will definitely talk about that. But it seems to me like the clinic has been open a long time, and I think that's a good sign.
Yes, absolutely. And we hear that very frequently. People are like, I can't believe that this has been here that long. People will say, oh my gosh, it's a beautiful building. And it is. If you've never seen it, you definitely need to come check it out. Very state of the art. We have a lot of really great things going on here. And our patients are very, very excited to be here. And they say that all the time. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's been here this long.
Yeah. And the view is wonderful because it nestles right up there against the wooded area and the creek. So it's beautiful.
Absolutely. In fact, my office is stuck right in the middle of the clinic, so it's always great to be able to get out and go see the front girls, the registration girls, see the patients. And I'm really looking forward to how it looks in the wintertime when it's covered with snow, even though I hate the snow. So we'll see how that works.
Definitely. So let's back up a little bit and tell me a little bit about who you are, where you came from, how you came to be at our Webster City Clinic. And just if I might add a little note, we are super excited to have you.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm very excited to be here. I'm actually a farm girl from Blairsburg, Iowa. So I didn't grow up too far from here. I left for a little bit of time there. And then I decided to go back to nursing school. I did receive my nursing degree from Iowa Central Community College in Fort Dodge. And I have a lot of different clinical experiences. I started off in a very fast-paced clinic here in Webster City. And then I did move to Unity Point, where I was able to get just a little taste of some home care. And then I also managed a palliative medicine clinic there. And then I finished at Unity Point with care management skills. So I was working with really, really difficult patients with a lot of chronic illnesses, trying to help them navigate through all of the medical field, trying to help them figure out how they needed to care for themselves. So that's a little bit about my experience. And then decided I needed a change of pace. And Peggy, who was the past clinic leader, she came and found me and said, you really need to apply for this job. I think that you would really be cut out for it. So here I am. And I live here in Webster City. My husband is originally from this area as well. And between the two of us, we have 7 kids. So we keep ourselves hopping. We're constantly on the go with different sporting events. We love to travel. So that's always a fun thing for us. And our newest adventure, we start in February as grandparents. So we're really, really excited about that.
Out of all of those jobs that you just listed, Anne, that is going to be your most rewarding one.
I think so too. My mother always tells me that she loves us, but she likes the grandchildren a lot better than us. So I think it's spoil the grandkids and then send them home. So we're looking forward to that.
I was just telling that to somebody recently that I love my daughter. I love my stepkids, but once they started providing the grandbabies, you definitely took a back seat. Sorry.
I think that that's probably true in our case too. We just had a baby shower for her. Lots of fun. And I just can't hardly wait.
Amazing. So let's talk a little bit, generally speaking, then about the clinic itself. We have a lot of different services. We have a lot of different providers who come in and visit for a day or two a week. Let's just kind of give everybody a rundown of what they can expect.
Absolutely. We probably have about 15 different providers who are in and out of here all week long. One of our main focuses in our clinic is the family medicine part. We do have mental health services. We have gastroenterology, counseling and therapy, some orthopedics, which includes like spine, neck, and back services. We have sports medicine, where one of our providers is able to provide ultrasound-guided injections. We have podiatry, foot and ankle surgery follow-up, occupational medicine, dermatology, obstetrics and gynecology. And then we also, as our ancillary services, we have lab services and imaging services. And so that can be anything with x-rays and even ultrasound through the Gabrielson Clinic. So we have a lot going on here.
And that was the other thing too, I was going to mention, that it's not just our family practice clinic and specialties, but it is also Gabrielson Clinic for Women.
Correct. And we partner with them very, very well. Their clinic lead and I work every day to try and make it so our services are flawless between the two different clinics. And we do share space, so we get to know each other very well. We try to have lots of staff gatherings, so we all know each other, even though we work for different entities.
And to have those two in the same building and be able to cross-share some of those services is just wonderful. It's a great marriage.
Absolutely. You know, you have those new moms that are coming in for the OB follow-ups and different things like that. And a lot of times they're wondering where they can bring their new babies. And we can help with that. The family medicine portion of it, we can really get into that. So it makes it really great.
I think rural hospitals in general, delivering babies is kind of a dying art. And we have the opposite issue at Iowa Specialty Hospitals and Clinics, where we are record-breaking every year having births at the Clarion Hospital. And it's unfortunate that it had to be that way for a lot of other facilities where they had to terminate their labor and delivery services. But ours is going very strong. And in light of that, we are going to be adding an additional service to the Webster City Clinic, correct?
That's correct. The first of the year, we are going to be adding pediatrics, which is a very, very needed service in this community. We've had a lot of people who have asked about different services. They want to be able to bring their children to someone who specializes in that and who knows about all of children's health. So we're really excited about that. That starts the first of the year. We're still trying to fine-tune all of the schedules and different things like that, but there will be more to come on that.
I'm excited to tell the world about it.
Yeah, it's going to be really great. And our new provider that's coming has a lot of experience in pediatrics. So we're really looking forward to that.
Perfect. And then I had a note here too to ask you about a change perhaps in our lab services.
Yes, this information went out to all of our patients via either MyChart and or if they didn't have MyChart access, it was mailed to them. So starting January 1st, we wanted to let everyone know, obviously ahead of January 1st, that we have some changes coming and they may impact people directly. Basically, what's happening is that the majority of our lab tests will be billed as outpatient hospital tests, and those will actually go towards people's insurance deductibles. So that's a change from how it used to be because a lot of the lab charges that were done were actually billed through like a clinic visit. And the reason for this change is because of CMS guidelines. We want to be in compliance with all of those different CMS guidelines. So we wanted people to be aware that this wasn't something that we're just changing because, but people will see changes to their billing. We've also encouraged people, if they have questions, to call our billing office or even call our clinic and we can get them in touch with the correct representative. So basically what that means is that people will see a little bit different billing when it comes to some of their labs. We also are going to be with our outside lab orders. So we have people who will go to different providers in different communities and they will bring those outside lab orders to us to have us draw those. And unfortunately, we're not going to be able to provide that service. And those will all have to be either drawn at our Belmont or Clarion Hospital locations or they can have those drawn at the outside provider's facility. So those are some changes that are kind of happening. We will still provide point of care lab tests, you know, when you have influenza, COVID, strep. If there's a urinary tract infection, we can test for those kinds of things. Hemoglobin, pregnancy tests, glucose tests, INR, things like that. Those still will be provided here. It's just if you have an outside lab order from, let's just say, cardiology, that is probably going to have to be drawn at either Clarion or Belmont, or like I said, from the originating facility.
That's good information to know. And if there's one thing I have learned in all of my years working in healthcare is that just wait until tomorrow and something will probably change.
The only thing that we can guarantee is change. That is for sure.
Right. So I want to put a plug in for our REDOC program. This has been a very successful program that we have because in case any of our listeners are not already patients of ours and are interested in switching their services from another facility to Iowa Specialty Hospital, and it can be the Webster City Clinic, Fort Dodge, any of our area clinics, this is a very simple process to do. And I think a lot of people may have some interest in switching their healthcare to us, but just don't know quite how to do it. So I'm just going to briefly tell our listeners that if you go to our website, iowaspecialtyhospital.com/redoc, you can access it that way, or there is a button on the front page of our website that says become a patient. You can click that. You fill out the submission form and you tell us if you have a preference for somebody you would like to see, you can put that in. Let us know when you would like to be contacted, and our REDOC coordinators will then reach out to you at the designated time that works best for you. And then basically you will just have a discussion as to what services that you are interested in, who, again, you would like to see. And if you don't know, that's perfectly fine too. We can try to match up what your needs are versus who we have that would offer that. And then we take care of transferring all of your records. And I think this is the part that gets people kind of hung up a lot. We do all of that. And then we'll make the appointment for you. So if somebody was wanting to switch their services to the Webster City Clinic, you could just fill out that form online. Somebody will contact you and then they make the appointment. And then the next thing, all you need to do is come in and attend your appointment, and then we'll have your medical records there, and bada boom, bada bing, you're in the system and we're off and we're running. And if for some reason a person would want to do this and they're not tech savvy, we also have this whole program in paper form, then they could actually pick that up at any of our clinic locations. So just wanted to put a plug in for that. What are your hours, Anne, at the clinic?
Sure. We're here Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Monday through Thursday. And then we're here from 8 a.m. to 4:30 on Fridays. We don't have services on the weekends just because we do have services available in the Clarion Clinic. And we do share our nursing and provider staff with the Clarion Clinic on the weekends. So that's why we don't provide anything on the weekends. So sometimes we do have an ask for that. And that's the reason why. But we are here every day of the week.
What's a good number for people to reach if they want to make an appointment?
Well, there is a way that obviously people can call and talk with someone with the central scheduling, and that number is 515-832-3332. But our Webster City office, to directly talk with our registration staff, is 515-832-3337.
And then just to kind of wrap things up a little bit, I want to give a shout out and a little tidbit of information. You know, everybody in Webster City has either heard of or knows Carrie and Kristen. Carrie Patton and Kristen Davison were at the forefront of the Webster City Clinic. And if anybody remembers the clinic where it was located before, tiny little building. And so Carrie and Kristen are still working at our Webster City location. Carrie is still providing services for family practice. And Kristen has recently made a change to the Gabrielson Clinic, and she is doing full-time dermatology.
Correct. And those two are very busy, but there is availability to get in to see them. Great at what they do.
Yes. I've never heard a bad word.
I have not either. I love
those girls. So we just wanted to put a shout out and say thank you to them for everything that they do.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I think we're going to wrap it up. And again, if anybody has any questions, information about the Webster City Clinic is on our website, iowaspecialtyhospital.com. You can click on locations, pull up the Webster City. You can see some photos, a list of services, pretty much anything you want to know. And we look forward to becoming your provider of choice. So thank you so much, Anne.
Yes, thank you for having me this morning.
Thank you for listening to Iowa Specialty Hospitals and Clinics Ish Dish Podcast. For more information on the topic we discussed today, visit us on the web at iowaspecialtyhospital.com. There, you can read a transcript of today's episode or previously aired episodes, as well as get the latest news from Iowa Specialty Hospitals and Clinics and explore all of the services that we offer. For the Ish Dish Podcast, I'm Gina. Thanks for tuning in.